Throughout the 1970s and 1980s, the rockfalls and slippages continued, although to somewhat of a lesser extent. Then, in 1987, a huge rock came down without warning. Bob Webb explains.
There was a big slab came down during the night. We went out the next morning and we found that not only was the road completely blocked by 200 ton odd of rock, but there was another large slab hanging next to it that we were concerned was fragile and would also fall. So we arranged to get a contractor in to drill and blast that slab. It had been in the media, the road was closed, so the media came up to see the blast. We loaded it up and he let it off and the smoke cleared and the rock was still there, stuck grimly to the face. So we had to come back and drill and unload it again and bring it down.
...1988 was another momentous year for the coast, with a 1-in-30-year storm event that hit with incredible force.
On the night of the 30th of April and the morning of the 1st of May in 88, we had a monumental rainstorm hit the area. It was particularly intense around Colcliffe's Stanwell Park area, but it also struck much of the Illawarra and caused immense damage in the road system all around the Illawarra. And at the cliff section on Lawrence Hargrave Drive, we had a massive slip in the amphitheatre developed where the road dropped about 1 to 1.5 metres. Another section of road towards the southern end of that section was completely washed away. We had a large number of small slips develop under the road. We had 1,300 cubic metres of debris washed down onto the road from higher up. It consisted of mud and boulders. There was a car trapped in the amphitheatre. We never found the driver. No one ever came to claim the car. We never found a body. Nobody was reported missing. It created monumental damage through that 1.5 kilometre length.
I drove around the cliffs and up the Colcliffe Hill on Lawrence Hargrave Drive 15 minutes before the flash flood came, which washed 6 cars into the creek and people barely escaped with their lives. I was driving around rocks on the road and water pouring over the top of the escarpment, not down the normal watercourses, but arching out. And I was driving, weaving in and out on the roads. That was the scariest time, and of course the road was shut, as were half the roads in Wollongong, for weeks afterwards.
They ring up and said, the road's gone. So when I went out there to look at it, I said, it's more than gone.
The road basically fell into the ocean in places, and there's one particularly spectacular failure that occurred, which shows perhaps several metres of the road that just simply dropped away into the ocean, with a guardrail hanging free in space.
We had to transport a lady that was pregnant. We carried her around the road on a stretcher because there'd been a couple of rocks come down, you know, and the fire engine couldn't get through, you know. She was in labour and we had to get her, we had to carry her quite a few hundred yards, you know, and then the ambulance was waiting on the other side of the road, which hadn't fallen in, you know.
There was a house, an old weatherboard house, about 3 blocks up from the hotel that completely slipped down the side of the road, and it ended up at an angle of about 20-odd degrees where you would walk up a hallway, and it was moved towards the sea by at least 20 or 30 feet.
People don't realise that between the Scarborough pub and the Colcliffe pub, there used to be lots of houses that slipped over the hill. No longer there. The land here flows when it gets wet. It is unique in the geology of the area, the way that everything flows and crumbles here.